It's River City Folk, a production of Studio B in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm your host, Tom May. Join me as we visit with artists from across North America and share songs and stories from a living folk tradition.
made it.
Across the United States, from Virginia Beach, Virginia, to Talkeetna, Alaska, you are listening to River City Folk, a weekly broadcast of live performance, musical influences, and interview on the WFMT radio network. I'm your host, Tom May. My guests this week from Nashville, Tennessee, are the John Cowan Band. John Cowan himself sitting right here with his bass. And that was a difficult piece to start off with on the program today, John. All those changes in tempo. But you've got the kind of band these days that seems to be able to handle that kind of a task.
Yeah, it seems to be hard to throw these guys a curve, to be honest.
You really started off your career working with the Newgrass Revival and kind of changing the course of traditional music in many, many ways. And then you've taken a lot of side detours since over other parts of the musical map. But now what you're doing sounds more traditionally based again.
Yeah, I think it's certainly in the tradition of Newgrass music, which is, you know, taking traditional instruments and playing not only traditional music, but perhaps contemporary music or music from different genres, blending it into these instruments, which are generally considered old-timey instruments, at least bluegrass instruments, the banjo, the fiddle, the mandolin, acoustic guitar.
And then also combining the vocals with them as well, those great harmonies that you guys have always used as your stock and trade through the years.
Mm-hmm.
You played an instrumental in that piece, and that medley is on your newest album, Tattoo, I believe, right?
The one that actually the tune that followed tomorrow morning, the first tune that we did is actually on the record. And now what we have so often do is and what I've tried to do as a band leader is make this very inclusive. And so what we do in our live performances is we feature a lot of the guys' own music, and the instrumental section that came at the end of that piece tomorrow morning was written by our banjoist Noam Pekelny,
who's sitting right next to you there holding his banjo right now.
Howdy.
Noam, that was an amazing bit in there when you went from almost the Bach influenced mm-hmm. kind of banjo interlude there into the tune that shifted tempo right. Two or three times. How did you happen to come up with that piece of music?
We were trying to find something to go into from that song Tomorrow Morning, and an instrumental, and John asked if I wanted to do an instrumental of mine, and we at first used to play it live with a tune I wrote called Overland, but then we were starting to think about recording that song. I said, you know, I don't want to re-record that song Overland. Let me write a tune that's kind of a springboard, or that we'll use tomorrow morning as a springboard for an instrumental. And so we had that riff that was in Tomorrow Morning that played on the banjo repeatedly ad nauseum. And I just kind of sat down and started taking that riff and seeing what would happen if I played that riff kind of in more of a 6/8 feel, and then came up with that interlude that kind of turned into quasi kind of classical, like you said. It kind of sounded like Bach. There's some of the lines in there are definitely influenced by some of the Bach that I've been working on, and then it kind of turns into this fiddle tune that kind of features the whole band, and it's really a fun song for starting out a show, because it's a good introduction of everyone. It gives everyone a chance to stretch out, and it's fun. But it's also a long piece for starting out the show sometimes, and
keeps people guessing though. Keeps yeah. people wondering what's going to come next in this mm-hmm. tune.
Right.
What kind of music are they going to cover next now in the next section? Well, you've got a recording for us to hear by another fellow who has certainly straddled a variety of different kinds of music in what he loves and what he plays, Edgar Meyer. And you chose this a recording for us to hear called Uncommon Ritual. What is it about this recording that still is very important to you, Noam, as a musician?
It's just it's a really great marriage of kind of classical or formal music and folk music. That album is a trio of Edgar Meyer, Bela Fleck, and Mike Marshall. And they're taking kind of beautiful folk themes on a lot of the songs and kind of arranging them in more of a classical fashion. And the way they're approaching their instruments, it's just really finessed. And I think that was kind of a landmark recording. in that sense that you had this marriage of folk and classical. There's a song I mentioned called Sliding Down, and all those guys actually switch instruments like mid-song. And I think they pulled that off live. And it's a really simple, pretty melody that goes through all these manipulations of arrangements of, like, you know, Mike Marshall will start on the guitar and then move to mandolin, and Edgar Meyer will go in between bass and piano. And it's just, you can always tell who each one of them is, even when they're switching the instruments, which is kind of neat. Thank you.
on the fretboard, working on the fretboard all day long, working in the new mine. Muscling my fingertips, muscling my fingertips, the rest of me is losing grip, working in the new mine, working in the new mine, working in the new mine, it's breaking down my mind.
John Cowan Band on River City Folk, working in those new mines, those folk bluegrass kind of mines, here at Medicine Whistle Studios in Portland, Oregon this afternoon. They were preceded by a recording by Edgar Meyer from his CD called Uncommon Ritual, a tune called Sliding Down. Wayne Benson over here on the mandolin, you've played with so many groups and so many ensembles in all different kinds of traditional music. What is it about playing with John Cowan right now that you particularly enjoy in this ensemble?
Well, the music that we play, I really love the material that John has came up with, not only for this new album, but some of the stuff we're doing now that is probably going to be on our next recording. And I'm a Newgrass fan from way back, and I think we have a special team here as far as the way, you know, all of us are able to travel with each other, and that's a huge part of being able to do this. So just the whole package for me at this point, it's been a great experience so far.
Well, it is quite a feat to get up in Nashville, Tennessee, and find yourself in Portland, Oregon in the afternoon, come in and do a radio show, and then go off to do a whole series of concerts down the West Coast. And to be able to do that successfully, you do have to be able to get along on a daily basis with the people you're playing with.
Absolutely. You sure do. And I think as bands are together, you know, long, and we're relatively new. Jeff has been in the band for 8 years now, I think, and I've known Jeff for going on 20 years. And we, you know, have so much in common just from being friends for that long. And Noam and Shad are, you know, just super guys to travel with as well. And a lot of baseball talk, a lot of politics that we talk, and, you know.
And despite that, you stay together.
Yeah. There you go. That's right.
The two things that you're going to fight about in the world is politics and baseball, and we managed to do that.
Yeah, on the plane today, there was a guy with an O'Reilly Factor hat on, and it looked like he might sit next to John. I got a little nervous on that. Yeah.
Well, Jeff Autry over here on the guitar. You've been hearing some of Jeff's wonderful picking this last while on those tunes. So, Jeff, how did you both meet each other, since I have both of you in the studio right now? How did you guys happen to become friends, and what a serendipitous thing it must have been when you found yourself together in the John Cowan band?
It's very ironic. We met, like you said, 18 or 19 years ago through Scott Vestal, actually, at Denton Bluegrass Festival in North Carolina. I think is the first time we jammed together and actually met and hung out, and it seems like only 5 years ago a lot of times, but then sometimes, you know, it seems like it's been 50. I mean, nothing. I think the world of Wayne there, and all these guys, they're wonderful musicians, one, and humanoids, second, and it goes a long way. Been playing with Cowan, like Wayne said, this is my eighth year, and inspiration comes from him. Just if you can't get up to play music to go play with that guy singing, then you're probably dead already. And that's the way I feel about it. Plus Wayne and I were on all those bluegrass projects from Pinecastle.
Sure, exactly.
And Wayne played on my solo record, and I played on Wayne's solo record before we ever came together in this band. It's really a small world when you in bluegrass especially. It's like the same people know each other. It's a network and like a family.
And you're traveling together as a family right now. You chose a recording for us to hear over there, Jeff. You said you had two albums that actually were very important to you, the first one being AC/DC. But we're going to leave AC/DC out today and go with the second one, which is one of those quintessential recordings for anybody who just cares about good music, period.
Absolutely.
That's the Tony Rice Manzanita album.
And my 13-year-old son listens to it still. And when I hear it in the background, it still works for me. It still sounds good. Good old analog, good old musicians, and great material, and live takes, you know, in the studio. And I've talked to Tony about that record several times, and he's really humble about it. But it's to me, it's like the acoustic Bible. I mean, that's, you know, Alpha and Omega. There it is.
Made all the way back there in the 1970s. Tony Rice.
78. It was recorded, I think it was January in 78 at 1750 Arch Studios, Berkeley, California.
Old train, I can hear your whistle blow, and I won't be jumping on again. Old train, I've been everywhere you go, and I know what lies beyond each bend. Old train, each time you pass, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear your rusty wheels grate against the rail, they cry with every mile, and I think I'll stay a while. Freedom that was mine. Oh, train, just to think about those times, I'll smile when you're hopballing by. Oh, train, each time you pass, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear your rusty wheels grate against the rail, they cry with every mile, and I think I'll stay a while.
Before we continue, this is River City Folk on the WFMT Radio Network.